Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Minneapolis area has been shaken by more unrest over a black man's deadly encounter with police against the backdrop of a former officer's trial for the killing of George Floyd. Brooklyn Center police say officers attempted to arrest a motorist who was stopped for an outstanding warrant and had taken off in his vehicle before crashing his car several blocks away. The driver, identified by family as 20-year-old Dante Wright, died yesterday. Protests followed. Some were peaceful. Others involved clashes with police and riot gear. NPR's Adrian Florido has more about this community on edge.
There seems to be an uneasy calm this morning. Overnight, police reported that the large crowds had gone home. Today, the community is taking stock of the damage. Tensions are soaring in the Twin Cities, though. They were already high because of the trial of Derek Chauvin. And a lot of people are worried that what happened last night is just a preview of how volatile things could get if Chauvin is ultimately acquitted in that case.
NPR's Adrian Florido. In Chauvin's trial, the defense is again asking Judge Peter Cahill to sequester the jury, citing concerns that Chauvin won't get a fair trial. Cahill said no.
I'm going to deny the motion to sequester the jury and for additional voir dire. This is a totally different case. And I realize there's civil unrest, and maybe some of the jurors did hear about that.
Jurors are now hearing more expert testimony about the cause and manner of Floyd's death during his encounter with Chauvin and other officers last Memorial Day. Video showed Chauvin's knee pressed into Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Chauvin, who's pleaded not guilty to the murder and manslaughter charges, says his actions were in line with his police training. One of two Windsor, Virginia police officers is now fired on the grounds he failed to properly follow department policy during a traffic stop last year. Police body camera video showed Officer Joe Gutierrez pepper spraying Army 2nd Lieutenant Karan Nazaria, who is black and Latino. Footage from the scene shows the officers pointing guns and shouting orders at Nazario while the driver remained calm. Nazario is now suing the police in federal court. The White House is hosting a virtual CEO summit today on a semiconductor shortage that's forced many U.S. auto plants to shut down temporarily. We have more from NPR's Scott Detrow.
The White House is focusing on two things: shoring up the current semiconductor supply chain and figuring out how to shift more manufacturing to the U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh says the White House sees the shortage as a major national security problem, especially when it comes to the higher-powered chips that run military technology.
So here's the problem. Today, 100% all of the most advanced semiconductors are produced in East Asia, and more than 90% by one company. That's a critical vulnerability.
President Biden is expected to join the summit, which includes CEOs from several industries. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.